بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. In the previous session, we explained about what the Ra's Mal al-Mu'min, the capital of the Mu'min, is the Shahada. And that one who tried to increase his capital tries all way of businesses in order to invest and make more and more for dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to make more and more for akhirah. So means, as our shuyukh teaching us, that to improve our investment in akhirah is to increase the understanding of the declaration and bearing witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Not by tongues. In At-Tahiyyat, our prayer is not accepted if we don't recite At-Tahiyyat. And the end of At-Tahiyyat, the first part, is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah or Abduhu wa Rasuluh. The prayer is not accepted without the Shahada. Means any amal we do without understanding the meaning of the Shahada in our amal is not going to be accepted. And for our amal to be accepted is that we have to obey. That's why Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa al-Amri minkum, obey Allah and obey Prophet and obey the authority, is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what gives us a to give the, our investment a meaning. Obedience is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Him in every movement we are moving. And to be, when you are obeying Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking you to be mu'min. What's mu'min? What's the meaning of mu'min? Is a believer. But mu'min comes also from iman, from faith. And mu'min meaning is the one that he took an oath to be trustworthy. Because it's come from amn, from
to be safe.
From to be safe. Mu'min is the one that he is saving, that he is trying to save himself from falling into mistakes. Means if someone trusts you on something, you cannot misuse that trust. Allah trusted us when we said Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah trusted us that's why we called mu'min is means al-amn, to keep security, is not? Amen is to keep security from a burglar to come and take what you have, or to keep yourself safe from the shaitan to play with you. So Allah trusted you. That's why it's the word mu'min comes from trustworthy. Trusted you on something and say, okay, I am trusting you to keep this for me. What to keep? To keep what you have already gave an oath with is shahada, shahada. Is the contract that you have signed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by declaring, I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, there is no Allah, there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashadu an la ilaha, no ilah except Allah. That is what Allah trusted us with. So he said, yes. Inna aradna al-amana ala as-samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa-ahbayna an yahminnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa-abayna an yahminnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
We offered heavens and earth and mountains. Mountains means we offered. Allah wants to show how much the amana. Amana is
trust.
The trust. How much is holy, and how much is so important to keep it. So he described it as, we have offered that amana to heavens to show you that heavens is bigger than you, earth is bigger than you, mountains is bigger than you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered that trust to heavens, to samawat wal ard, and earth and mountains, means Allah is describing it in a very eloquent way in the Holy Quran, to say that this amana is so huge, bigger than heavens, bigger than mountains, bigger than earth. And they said, فَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا.
They were scared.
Intimidated. We cannot carry it, it's too much. And the human being what said, no, I will take it. 35 books cannot take. 35 books they ordered, they don't know where it is. This is trust. Ordering something and not caring where it is. You are responsible in judgment day. That is a responsibility. That's amana. It's not coming these books without paying anything. You are mu'taman.
Entrusted.
You are entrusted for everything in wherever you work. You cannot throw it behind your back and don't care. Then you are not trustworthy. And that's an example. We are not going to make it as if it is a big issue about it, out of it. Then some people might cry now. So we don't want anyone to cry. Who is crying now? That one never cried. So what happened is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he offered, they said, no, we cannot. فَحَمَلَ الْإِنسَانِ. Human being said, no, I will take it, it's okay. I am enough for it. What Allah described him? إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. He is oppressor and ignorant. Allah said, we are oppressor and what?
Ignorant.
Ignorant. Did you write that? Say, I am oppressor, I am ignorant. I am oppressor, I am ignorant. I am oppressor 100 times a day. I am oppressor, I am ignorant. At the end, say, Ya Rabbi, Astaghfirullah, forgive me. You have to admit. Are we admitting that we are oppressor and ignorant? No. You cannot. They don't let you. Shaitan does, will not let you to say, I'm oppressor and aggressor. Not aggressor, what?
Ignorant.
We are tyrant. Everyone think himself, oh, he's so pure, so elegant, so eloquent, so clean, so trustworthy. If you are trustworthy, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He is describing a human being that they are oppressor and ignorant. So are we oppressor and ignorant?
Yes.
Yes. So what he trusted us with? Allah shahada. What Allah wants us from, what Allah wants from us. The amana is what? Is to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that's it. So when you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the signing the contract. People, they put Memorandum of Understanding, MU. What's MU? Anyone knows what's MU? Huh? Memorandum of Understanding, what's MU? So what's Memorandum of Understanding? Is MU. So in the big letters, they say Memorandum of Understanding, and they give it to delegations to sign at the end. They not? But the title what? Memorandum of Understanding. Down? Would they tell you, they bring it to you like that? Sign. They don't look. These ministers, they don't look anything. They sign. Because it's the top, the title is the important. The inside already been discussed and negotiated, and there are a lot of people who are official people have already studied what is inside, and they sign. Sometimes you go to insurance company, and they tell you that, or you go to doctor's hospital, so hospitals here, and they said, oh, we need an operation. You need an operation. You sign here. And what you are signing, you don't know. It's very small letters, words. You need hundreds of lawyers to come and read what you have signed. Isn't it? What you think when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, my memorandum of understanding is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Under it, how many pages and pages and pages and pages of small print written there for us at the bottom, what we did in the judgment, in the day of promises, we signed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from Adam and his Zuriya, took all this Zuriya and ashhadahum ala anfusihim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى، شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from the Bani Adam from their offspring,
from their line, offspring,
children and grandchildren till the day of judgment, how many they are coming. Allah took them all, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and He asked them, أَشْهَدَهُمْ, He made them to witness on themselves, on their souls, make them to witness that أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord?
No.
What they said? قالوا بلى. They said yes. What they said yes? Am I not your Lord? They said yes. What they said yes? They said yes, you are our Lord. As the title is that memorandum of understanding, that you are our Lord, but what comes under it? They said yes. They cannot say no. So what is written there? Is what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. The message of Islam. This whole message. That's why it's needed to know everything. Don't say we don't know. You have to learn. Allah is in judgment day, he said in the continuation of the ayah, that don't come to judgment day say we didn't know. No, you witnessed what I asked you and you accepted, you witnessed it. You said yes, you are our Lord. It's not only you are our Lord, okay, that's it. Like today, for example, you are not a similar example, astaghfirullah, but you say, I have a president. Yeah, you are our president, but he is president, but you have to follow all the constitution and all these laws of this country, isn't it?
No.
You cannot say, no, I only accept the president, I don't care for anything in the law. A small policeman on the street will stop you, send you to prison. He doesn't care. He is the president. He become president. Because he has the authority. From top to bottom, he has the authority. Allah sent messengers. Why he sent messengers? To remind you with your memorandum of understanding. That's what you said. This is what you confirmed. That's why Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, that Sa'adatul Darain, the happiness of the dunya and akhirah, to reach that happiness is to accept fully with no missing any conditions, all these conditions that you sign when you make an insurance, hundreds of them, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Or when you buy a house or sell a house, how many pages they give you? 40, 50 pages to buy a house. And you don't know what is written inside. You don't read them even, you know? Mm-hmm. You bring a lawyer, say to the lawyer, you read it for me, I don't understand. Tell me to sign, I sign. These lawyers are the guides. Are your guides to guide you to understand what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and to bring you to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying to Prophet, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, that student of mine, or these murids of mine, or these students or disciples already have fulfilled many of these conditions and they are ready to be presented to you. That's why the importance of a guide. You cannot say, I don't need a guide. You cannot read what is written there. You don't understand what is there. So Allah trusted us with that shahada, which is the memorandum of understanding that we have accepted it. And we are responsible of everything we wrote there. That's why obedience means you have to obey what you have signed, what you have bear witness on in the judgment day. Every one of us did bear witness on something different from the other. You think everyone the same? The memorandum of understanding the same. But the explanation changes from one to another. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not
burden
or ask you to do something that you cannot able to, you are not able to carry or you are not capable of doing. So Allah knows with His ancient knowledge how much everyone can take. That's why it's very important to have a sheikh, because your sheikh will be able to see what the capability or capacity, how much you can carry. And they say, okay, you can carry this much, okay, you do this kind of awrad, you pray your obligation, your five obligation, and do this in order that you will achieve to reach that tunnel. Everyone has tunnel. That's why it is said, الطرق إلى الله تعالى على عدد أنفاس الخلائق. The ways to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the roads to Allah is on the number of the breath of a human being. Means everyone has a different breath. You are not same breath. You might, Allah knows how much you are breathing in and how much you are breathing out. Everyone is different. So it means everyone has his own way. You cannot know what is in my heart. You cannot know what I am thinking. I don't know what you are thinking and what is in your heart. So of course everyone has a different way of understanding. Although all of us, we are governed with the same trunk or we say the same framework, but in that framework you might have like a tree with a trunk, same trunk. All trees have trunk, but branches differs. So Islam, the trunk is the same. Allah ordered us with five obligations, all the same. But on the branches, which is the level of Iman and level of Ihsan, differs from one to another. This one sees Ihsan perfection in this way, this one sees it in that way. So the Shaykh will guide you the way you can understand it. He will not change you the prayers, he cannot change the prayers. He cannot change fasting, he cannot change zakat, he cannot change hajj. It's not? This is usul al-din, cannot change it. But the leaves, the branches, hundreds of branches and leaves on the trees, everyone is different. So it means the way you understand things is different. And that's why you see thousands and millions of scholars came on this earth, and everyone has put a different way of seeing, understanding and understanding Islamic knowledge. So what is important then? What we have agreed on and what we have bear witness, that we said, yes, you are our Lord. When we said, yes, you are our Lord, everything comes with that, has to be accepted. You cannot say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and go outside and lie. Okay? I cannot say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and go and kill. I cannot say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and look what they are doing in Iraq, killing each other. How it is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and people are blowing innocent people, isn't it? from any side. Well, how you become, how you consider yourself a mu'min, a believer, and from any group, and you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and Allah did not allow to kill anyone. You are killing people who has nothing. They didn't do anything. Yesterday, they killed three children to a family in Palestine. Who killed them? Muslims. They are fighting between each other now. And they say, oh, we are against, we want to fight with Israel. And they are fighting with each other. It's a big problem. So where is that trust that Allah has given to us? Not to harm. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't harm even a tree. Don't cut a tree. They are not cutting trees. They are killing people. In different countries around the world, they are killing people. So, Grand Sheikh said, the happiness of this Sa'adatul Darain, happiness of dunya and akhirah, for us to win it, is by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And he said, O Allah, ij'alna mimman yusaddiq bishahadatayn. You see? It's not only say shahada. He said, O Allah, make us from those who believe in shahada. Saddiq. Confirm, believe, accept the shahada. It's not saying by tongue, means you have to fulfill all the conditions that comes with it. Then we will be able, then at that time we understand the reality of Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Uli al-Amri minkum. He said, the head of every lecture, every suhbah, every guidance, every association is to say, obey Allah and obey Prophet and obey those who are on authority. It is aslul usul.
Principle of all principles.
Principle of all principles. From time of Adam alayhi salam till judgment day, all prophets who came, 124,000 prophets, they came with that ayah. They taught that ayah to their communities, to their people, to their nations. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. And they called their nations the الامتثال بالآية, to accept and to follow the example of that ayah, because believers or people that they have, Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran, the whole human race, Allah brought them in His presence as atoms, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and He made them to bear witness on themselves. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? And they said, yes. So means, from Adam alayhi salam, that ayah is continuously from one nation to another nation until Judgment Day. We stop here, and inshallah we will continue next time. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.